From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Gathering approves a UN plan for Libya. Representatives of 17 countries and four world bodies have wrapped up a meeting with representatives of Libya's two rival factions with support for a new unity government. The meeting in Rome Sunday was jointly chaired by U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and his Italian counterpart Paolo Gentiloni. Libya's two rival governments plan to sign the accord in Morocco on Wednesday.
They are determined to speak and move forward for Libya, and we are determined to support them in that effort.
John Kerry. U.S. President Barack Obama is hailing the climate change agreement reached in Paris as a potential turning point for the world. In an 8-minute statement Saturday, Mr. Obama said by approving the agreement, nearly 200 nations have shown the world that both the will and the ability to take on the climate change challenge.
The Paris Agreement establishes the enduring framework the world needs to solve the climate crisis. It creates the mechanism, the architecture, for us to continually tackle this problem in an effective way.
Under the agreement, all nations will communicate their climate targets every 5 years, starting in 2020. Officials in northwestern Pakistan say a bomb exploded in a market Sunday. They say at least 23 people were killed, about 55 wounded. It happened in Parachinar. At least 13 women have won municipal council seats in Saudi Arabia's first election open to women voters and candidates. Early results Sunday show the victory of Salma bin Hizat al-Otaibi as the first confirmed victory for a woman running for a municipal council seat. This is VOA News. The U.S. government is urging American citizens to leave Burundi amid violence involving the military and police officers. The State Department says it has ordered the departure of non-emergency U.S. officials and the families of personnel. Violence began in Burundi in the wake of contested elections and an attempted coup in May. Voters in the Central African Republic are casting ballots Sunday in a referendum on a new constitution. The process was disrupted in several parts of the capital, Bangui, where there were reports of gunfire and fighting between opponents and supporters of the referendum. Some rebels have also threatened to disrupt the voting. The new constitution calls for the creation of a Senate, limiting future presidents to 2 terms in office, and safeguards for religious freedoms. Sunday's vote will be followed later this month by elections for parliament and president. Exit polls in France are projecting that voters decisively rejected the country's anti-immigrant far-right National Front in Sunday's regional runoff elections. National Front leader Marine Le Pen and her niece both lost bids to run key French regions, and the party also lost a third contested area. The National Front topped voting in 6 of the country's 13 regions in the first round of elections last week. But the exit polls showed former President Nicolas Sarkozy and his allies were the clear winners of the second round. A new U.S. political survey shows Texas Senator Ted Cruz, with strong support from evangelical Christians and conservative activists, has surged to the top among a Republican presidential candidates in the state of Iowa. Iowa will hold the nation's first 2016 nominating contest. The Des Moines Register Bloomberg Politics poll late Saturday said Cruz is now winning support of 31% of Republicans likely to vote in the February 1st party caucuses, outdistancing billionaire real estate developer Donald Trump, who has 21%. The Russian Defense Ministry says one of its destroyers in the Aegean Sea fired warning shots Sunday at a Turkish fishing vessel. The ministry said the guided missile destroyer was unable to make radio contact with the approaching Turkish fishing vessel, which failed to respond to visual signals and flares. Russia said the destroyer fired the warning shots when the fishing boat was about 600 meters away. It quickly changed course and passed within 500 meters. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.